Should we wait a few more minutes? He hasn't gone there yet. But he did tell one of the council members that he wasn't going to be here, so. Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order. And I'd like to ask Councilman Rinkhorn to say the prayer. You'll all please stand and read the deceased Osages.
Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the blessings that you give. Thank you for all the things that you do. This gift, this magnificent gift you provided for us as Osages. We ask that you give us the courage, the mind to deal with it properly and appropriately. I pray for our children, pray for our grandchildren. Pray that you bless them and keep our nation strong, keep our U.S. government strong. Pray for our president and all the leaders in this land. Well, we thank you. We've been blessed so many ways. Each and every one of the council, their families, ask that you bless them and their homes. And our workers and our employees here in this office and throughout our tribal government, I just ask that you bless them. Ask all these things in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Can I be seated?
As requested, second chair, Jermaine Catherine Redcorn. She asked me to read the list of deceased Osage Indians, February 2018. Harry L. Smith, Leanne B. Thornberry, Rock Martin, Judith Goode, Dale Manzer, Ella Slaughter, Barbara Smith, Don C. Bruce, Foster Murphy, Christine Noir, Joseph Bates, William Harmon, Charles Hutchinson, and John Reed. Thank you.
Thank you. I would like to welcome you to the Osage Minerals Council meeting today. And I'd like to ask for the roll call.
Councilwoman Bennett?
Here.
Councilman Chisholm?
Present.
Councilman Crum?
Here.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Present.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Here.
Councilman Redcorn?
Here.
Chairman Waller? Councilman Yates?
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
Thank you. I want to say that I missed the deadline for our agenda because our meeting was moved up from Friday to Thursday. And there's an item that I'll be placing on the agenda for Wednesday that will be a vote, and that will be a resolution to hire Russell Evans as our expert to help Tom Hendricks with those issues.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Joe. Yes, Councilman Redcorn. No bureau people today?
Pardon?
No bureau people today?
No.
Okay.
Okay, the first new business is the biannual meeting report and new date. This is about the Osage Minerals Council hereby approves an attached report for the 2017 biannual consultation meeting held pursuant to the Osage Tribal Trust Settlement dated October 14, 2011. Second, the chairperson of the Osage Minerals Council is hereby authorized to sign the resolution. Okay, so our...
I had some questions because I thought they were supposed to take two of those meetings.
put them all together for one report to do that.
Okay, you want to move it to Wednesday?
Yeah, because I don't think they did that. It's supposed to be a combined report, one report a year on both of the meetings. That was my understanding.
That did have two meetings.
Did it have two meetings in there? Okay, then I would like to be able to.
I don't have any objections to this.
We're not going to vote off the next.
Till Wednesday.
Yeah.
But I wonder if we could resend it out, their report from Katie. I guess that's who did it, wasn't it, Katie Fry? So that we all have it again in our hands to look at.
Okay, can you get that out, Lacy?
And it is correct, there needs to be two of them, one report. And whether the BIA is here, whether it makes any difference, they're to do theirs. And then if there are any significant differences between the reports that we generate and they do, well, then our attorneys are to get together and see if they can figure it out. If not, well, then we would issue a separate report saying that ours is not together with the same, you know, we have differences between the two. So that's the procedure that's supposed to work.
Next item is the federal.
Second part of that was a new date. So should we maybe be looking at setting a new date for
we
the next
set,
biennial meeting?
We should set it on Wednesday. Don't you think?
Yeah, I'm sure of that. But maybe we ought to look at some dates.
Oh, okay. Right now, so, look at some.
Well,
okay.
I don't know the proposed dates. I mean, this is what, March?
Mm-hmm. Usually July.
July.
Yeah, usually wait until.
Yeah, June would be crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be yeah, July here. So.
Well, I remember the first one I went to was in July.
Yeah.
That was in 2014.
Okay. And then how long does the government need the notification or heads up? Is it
3 years?
No.
According to the agreement, we're to give them excuse me.
Go ahead.
According to the agreement, we're to give them a 30-day notice on the agenda. We set the agenda, and they're supposed to get it 30 days prior. One of the things that we probably need to do is a concept. Do we want the first meeting of this 2018 to be before the election? I think we've done that in the past, at least, so that the council that has the first meeting at least is involved in it, knows what was done. And then oftentimes it is late, July works, or late, because really early in July, because then we can invite the new members that might, you know, if there's a difference in chairs, so they can come and participate in it. So just in concept, I'm talking about whether you want to do that this time or not.
Then we'd have to have that in May, which would.
No, because we get the election comes in June, but we are not, they do not take their seats until the July meeting, if I remember correctly.
But we don't really plan anything in June anyway. So.
No, but you do it the very first part of July.
Okay.
Without the BIA being here, I think that we're a little premature to discuss dates, but I would be looking at something in July. We don't need to invite new members. If there's anybody that gets elected, will take their chair July the 1st and they need to hit the ground running. I think anything in May would not be a good idea because we're busy campaigning and debates and everything else. Thank you.
That's why I brought this up. We should maybe explore the dates, so next Wednesday, because usually the chairman's in a hurry, so
okay, so
kick this around prior. So.
Right, okay. So come with your suggestions on Wednesday to when we should set this. Okay.
Thank you.
Any other comments on that? Okay, let's go on to the B, Mr. Fred Storm, and Federal Register Categorical Exclusion. Thank you.
I guess it was Tuesday. There was a notice in the Federal Register wherein the BIA is soliciting recommendations to expand categorical exclusions, which is one of the steps that they can take to comply with the National Environmental Policy Act. In all the years we've dealt with NEPA, the list of categorical exclusions in that the Department of Interior has had, it's been a pretty short list. But the mood in with the current administration is to expand categorical exclusions as a way to reduce the burden of complying with NEPA. And I think it's very much in our interest to do that. And so I recommend that the council respond to the invitation from the BIA. As soon as I discovered this, I drafted a letter. I think I have better ideas now, and what I would recommend is going to be slightly different from that. But it's a real opportunity, and the comments are due on May 7th, which is 60 days. So I suggest that draft a letter and talk to the attorneys at the Frederick's Law Firm. I have kept Jennifer Baker and Katie, forget her name, anyway, there's a couple of attorneys at the Frederick's Law Firm that I talk to from time to time. I don't think they send you bills for talking to me, but I think that they should be in the loop as far as drafting a response to the BIA's request. I don't see any problem in having that done and having Bill and I and the Frederick's Law Firm collaborate on a recommended response to the BIA's invitation by the next meeting. Yes, sir.
You know, back in Mineral Council 1, you, second chair, you were on there, Chairman, or Councilwoman Boone, CADEX drove the whole process, and we were signing 400 or 500 leases a year. I mean, it was difficult to keep up with all the leases we were shooting out the door. So I think this is a unique opportunity to get Mr. Storm, Mr. Lynn, and working with our attorney, try to turn the clock back, possibly at least lay the groundwork that we need to come up with a stance on this. This has really wrecked our county. So, thank you.
Okay. I agree with Councilman Redcorn that we should do the approval if we want to. Our attorney to work with these two gentlemen to have that letter sent in to the BIA. And I thank you for your efforts, Mr.
Yes,
Carter.
Sure, thank you.
Mr. Ryan. You said you sent the notice in the Federal Register. How many days do you have to respond to that?
We have about 60 days. The response is due on May the 7th.
Okay. Any other comments?
We can bring it up and see for a resolution.
Thank
it's
you.
Good news.
Thank you, Mr. Storr. And because we really, I'm glad that you call that to our attention, because we need to.
Madam Chairman, I'm older and smarter, but my hearing has not improved. So.
Thank you.
Okay.
For helping us with that.
Do you need me any work today? Or okay. All right. Well, Bill and I will be working on this.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. The next item is request BIA by Bill Lynn.
Yeah, I looked into this. We all know that the North Burbank unit is producing secondary oil through water flood and now tertiary oil through carbon dioxide gas injection. And it would be in the best interest of us to ask the BIA to separate those two forms of production. The producers do this, and the new owner or soon to be owner of the North Burbank unit separates the CO2 from water flood oil. And we need to do this so we can actually have a better idea of the estimated ultimate recovery of oil here, because you calculate what the barrels of oil in place are, and so we need to know what the recovery is. And on tertiary oil, well, just to give you a little history on production, and you probably know this already, you know, we have leases that are produced on the North Burbank under primary oil. So we have those numbers, those ultimate recovered numbers in primary by each quarter session. Now we've got the North Burbank water flood, so we've got that ultimate, at least a number to 96 or beyond, since we can't look at production. We know that primary oil is anywhere from 5 to 15% of the barrels of oil in place that's been recovered. The water flood oil, we know that's 35 to 40% of barrels of oil in place. Tertiary oil will recover another 5 to 15%. And so that's why it's so important that we separate this. I know the producer's doing it. When I called and talked to the superintendent's office, they weren't aware that anything was being separated. We have 9 types of production revenue on our mineral estate. These all need recorded and updated. And someday, maybe we'll get to look at that again. So I've done this resolution, and I'm just asking that the superintendent separate this. And it's a simple resolution, it's a simple idea, but it's a very important aspect of our Osage mineral estate. The resolution's in there, we can vote on whenever.
Mr.
Redmore.
I concur with our director. This would be a nice number to see separated out, because we have hints and indications that our primary is really going down.
Bill, is North Burbank the only one that's in tertiary, or is it some of the other?
Yes.
It's the only one. Okay.
There's different methods of tertiary recovery, and most of them have just been tried on the Burbank units, the Naval Reserve units, and they were just small areas, just like they tried the water floods and saw how this would increase production. Most of those have been determined to be economic failures, but scientific knowledge, you know. But this is not a failure. CO2 never appears to be an economic failure unless it's an environmental disaster.
Mr. Yates.
Oh, thank you. I was just going to concur that also agree with Bill that we probably need to monitor that North Burbank, since that is our best oil production in the county. That's our main moneymaker. So we really should be responsible and closely watch it and see how the oil is being taken. When they explained the CO2 factors, they said about 30 years was the life expectancy, and then once that was done, it would be no more oil left. So, but you know, they're just doing small increments of that field right at the present time. They're not doing the whole field. They're just doing bits and pieces and moving and expanding a little at a time. So I think it's a good idea.
Mr. Redcorn.
Thank you. I'll two things. Charles Holbert had a lot of comments with me when we talked about tertiary recovery. 7-8%. He thought multiply total production from ground zero from when we started to now, 7-8% of that we can capture. We saw those numbers at the OSA meeting with Susan Foreman. They've come up with 5%. So 5-7-9. Bill's saying 5-7-15%. So this is a huge opportunity, and I think it's, you know, we need to really get a grasp on it. This, I think we've already went through our primary in the 20s, and then Mr. Phillips Petroleum was kind of pushing the spearhead for water flooding, and we saw peaks in the 40s. Well, this could be our next peak, but this time it's going to be a lot more challenging with all the chemistry that's involved, all the water. You got to use additional energy to move these fluids. So I think it's a good start that we've got to get a handle on how that we can promote this type of production in this county.
Ms. Irwin?
I only have one thing to say about this. I agree with you. But on that first paragraph, and therefore it be resolved, at the very end, you're asking for this information. It needs to be reported to the OMC. As you know, they have all that information over there, and they don't like to give it to us. So I would appreciate if you would put that on there, to be reported to us. I know they should do it, but they don't. They don't give us any information.
Ms. Boone.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I agree with that project, and it's my intent to ask the Bureau Wednesday for not only that production, but the most producing oil companies here. We get the report that says who bought the most, who purchased the most, but we don't have who is producing the most. So, thank you.
Mr. Crum.
This is going to take some changes in how they the BIA requires people to report. I think it shouldn't just be Burbank, but that's the most important one. But if we're going to make this change, we should start asking for them to separate out the whole thing. And in order for them to be able to talk to us in any kind of intelligent fashion next Wednesday, it would be good if the chairman, perhaps Bill, would try and contact them early on to give them a heads up that we're going to, that this, because I think this is going to pass. But your request is pretty generic. Just start doing it, not how to. But they're going to have to figure out how to and what they can require within the CFRs on the reporting or anything. I don't have to look at that. I don't know whether there's any requirements in there. I think they can do their reporting documents to be however they want them to be. But they that'll be changing that, and there'll need to be some added paperwork onto some of our producers that may not be doing it now. So we'll need to get involved in the out in the weeds a little bit on this, and maybe give them a heads up to start thinking about that we're going to do that between now and Wednesday, so we can have an intelligent conversation about how to go about doing it.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate that. That's a good comment. Jim Swan does that reporting, but one key thing he gives us is the royalty rate, the average. And watching that going downward shows me that we've got more tertiary recovery, you know. So just that value tells me this is possible. And so Bill could talk to Jim. Jim probably has some thoughts on how we can just separate. To me, it's just taking that table and separating those out. And if they're giving us royalty rates, that's an indication to me that barrels reported for tertiary is possible. Thank you, Second Chair.
Mr. Lamb.
The Andrew's right about that. Other than, you know, the engineer told us that we're able to say, not OSA, but I think this is at one of the summit that the oil would be gone after CO2 flooding. The casing will be gone in any well that you're injecting CO2.
It will be an environmental
The CO2 is isolated by a blanket of water, so it's in the center of the unit. So you still have the secondary recovery, so you still have, you know, 50% or more of your oil left around the CO2. Now the CO2
will actually only extract at a maximum 15%. So this still leaves anywhere from 55% of the oil, up to 55% of the oil in the reservoir could still be in this CO2 flood. So it's not done. Technology will decide when it's done. But also with the reports that Galen talked about, I talked with the superintendent and the assistant superintendent, and yesterday with the acting superintendent, and told them that this will actually probably take another form required, because right now we have primary, we have unitized, you know, we have secondary type oil, primary oil, secondary oil, and this will take a tertiary oil form to be reported. And they had it isolated out by tank batteries, and some places have your isolated out within the same tank battery by two different separation vessels when it's primary and secondary. And then some, you know, ideally it's a whole separate tank battery, but they're not, they haven't told me exactly how this happens, if there is all water flow oil going, but it sounds like there's two tank batteries that are tertiary recovery right now on the North Burbank unit, and they think, the new operator thinks, that he can come up with the numbers from the beginning, which was 2013, I believe, when they started this.
Well, we just signed an agreement with this one unit where they're separating the primary and secondary, so, and BI has to track it with different royalties, so I don't think it's impossible at all. They just have to
Do a little
math and separate it out.
I've sent emails, I've sent this resolution, I've been talking for the last 2 months about this, and I think everybody's aware of it. They just don't understand, because when you talk to someone next door, they'll say, well, oil's oil, you know. I mean, you get that number from IHS, don't you, the tax commission? Yes, they consider it one barrel of oil, but they don't separate it out. Like, we should have access for our website for primary, secondary, and tertiary oil. And those are the types of oil that you need so you can do normal engineering, economic type practices, reserve calculations.
Mr. Yates, I think you have a comment.
No, I'm fine.
Oh, okay.
What I had to add wasn't much more other than I feel like there, once that CO2 flow is gone, there'll be possibly, hopefully, other areas that they can develop. I don't know if they can do anything up above it because of the destroying of the casing and the co-mingling of what formations are left there, but I'm hoping there's other areas to develop in that area at some point. Thank you.
Any other comment? If not, I have a comment about, I think that we need to write to the area director and ask them to be here at our next meeting, since our local agency cannot be here.
You want another 2 months?
It's been, I believe, a little bit longer than that, and I would like permission to write to the area director and have a representative here to represent the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Second that.
I agree.
Okay, we just need to agree.
We agree. So, let's put that down, okay?
Yeah, I'd ask the acting superintendent if she could make it today, and she said she was not asked to come. So
she was asked not to come?
She was not told that she needed to come to the meeting, so she couldn't make the decision on her own.
Who is acting today, Bill?
Okay.
Who's the acting?
Miss Kennedy.
Okay. Okay, so since we cannot get anybody from the Bureau, I would suggest we just go ahead and request the area office to be here. Okay, Mr. Breakhorn.
Executive, do we have anything to discuss in executive?
I'm just getting ready to call on it, so.
Skip it.
Is there anything?
Skip it.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on to old business. And I volunteered to do this at the last meeting to take care of the old ballots that were not destroyed in the 14th election. And I did call the AG's office and talk to Clint Patterson, and he suggested that we do a resolution authorizing someone to take care of it. And that resolution, it should be in your book, and take a look at that, and that outlines how we're gonna do it. And then I did talk with Nick Williams from the police department, and he's agreed to help and make sure that it gets, they get destroyed. Mm-hmm. And Ms. Ponca has one.
Thank you, Catherine. It is for 2014, but it's also 2010. That's gonna make a difference in how you word it. And I don't know if this is the time to bring it up or someone has to wait for Wednesday, but I did hear back from the balloting people, and True Ballot is offering to do it for $14,000 flat, which I think is extremely reasonable. The other company offered $14,570. The other company that what I was talking to called me, and they bowed out because they wanted to do more of a electronic type balloting with people signing in, giving a password, going to the ballot. And I said, I think that'd be too confusing for a lot of the older people. So the two offers that I had is True Ballot for $14,000 flat, and the other one is it was MK Election Service, and they offered $14,570.
Mr. Crump?
I need to back up on this ballot deal first to talk about it for a second. I will make comment, I think we used True Ballot last time, like they did a good job, and there's a paper backup, as I remember.
Exactly.
Okay, but now let's go to the ballots. First off, I didn't know about the 10s. Where did they come from?
They were with the 2014.
But they were picked up at the safe at the where the Nation Election Office is. Because that's how I know where we left the others. Are the boxes, what's been the chain of custody on this thing? Are they intact? Has anybody been into them? Or is it like they've been opened? Anything removed?
Well, I can't answer that. Whenever I went down and they presented them to me, they were in open boxes.
Open boxes.
The one that has the sealed ballots in it was in the ballot boxes themselves. But like you and your mom, or absentees, that was all in open boxes.
Right. I'm more interested in the actual cast ballots and the records of those. I think they're because they did do a computer along with the paper. There's probably a disc or something that had I don't know. I've never seen the inside of one, but I'm just guessing that there's probably paper ballots. And then there, but the reason the ballots records themselves are important is because they show the amount of
they show the value of
value of the handwriting on them. And that's been something that the Osages have been very protective of, for good reason, for a long time. And it would also be a huge advantage to somebody running for office to have that, so they know who to target with their mailings and that sort of thing. And so it's just something that has been kept, well, you know. So I want to, we fell down by not destroying
We did not. The election board did.
No. It was our responsibility to do that. Yes. I will say that we should have done them the first year of ours in December. That was what was recommended to us. That's what we had said we would do was to destroy them in December of our second Minnesota Council's first year.
Ms. Boone.
So
I would like to say that our resolution here does need to be amended to show the, an additional date. And at this point in time, we have the orders to go ahead and destroy them. I trust that you will not go through each and every one of them individually to see who's got what shares. The time is not allowed for that, and I trust you. So I'll give you the match and the gasoline and go after it.
1 gallon of gasoline and a match is all you need.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
All right. I was not saying that she was... I'm saying that the reason why we try to keep these secure and to destroy them and to take care of them is for the reasons I said. I did not say that anybody that building was going to be
the
going
question,
through.
That is not the question. The question is now that we know what the problem is, we're trying to solve the problem.
Well, I understand.
We don't need to go back into all the bad issues of it. What we have done is Mr. Patterson lined it out for us. I talked to Nick Williams. I called Ms. Ponca. It's all taken care of, and Bill Lynn is going, Mr. Lynn is going to oversee it.
Is there a resolution?
Yes.
If we say anything about the election office, we'll probably need those folks down here because it's the election office.
Excuse me, but it's all in the past. All we need to do is to make sure
I'm just saying that we can't say these things. The people that would deal with them are down here. We don't know their side of the story. Well, I would assume that they were very careful in what they do down here. I don't know. But let's implement the resolution and
yes.
move forward.
Take a look at the resolution.
We need to get all the players. We can't say these things. We got to trust the process.
Look under tab 6. That's the resolution that outlines what we're going to do.
I think
read
it's
it.
A good thing.
Mr. Lynn?
I think you'll see on there that we need to upgrade our election rules. And that it actually says these will be destroyed after December. And so there's no direct time or anything to destroy them. So they're actually legal to leave them in there bound up based on the rules we have in place. So we need a full set of rules that kind of change things like this because we need a new set that's typed up. Totally. All we have are Xerox copies and somebody taking white out and changing the dates. So I'd like to see an election committee come together and let's change our rules to handle this.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
We have a policy committee, I'm sure that can handle
that. Yeah, the policy committee, whoever's there.
Let's move on.
Any other? Would you go ahead and restate that?
May I call True Ballot and tell them that they have the bid so I can get to working with them?
I have one comment. I will run it by Tammy Leifer. Whatever you decide, talk to her
about our True Ballot?
Yes. If it falls within the bidding process and she's okay with it, I think we're fine.
I talked to Tammy about this and she does need to have three.
I need to find another company and try to get them to be.
I can give you some numbers.
Will you that True Ballot?
I've got three.
You've already got three. Right?
One pulled out.
But that's all right.
Well, that's okay. That's the third.
Yeah, that's the third one you pulled out.
It wasn't your fault that you pulled out.
That's fine. Just go ahead and submit the three.
Because I asked him to send me a quote for the way he was wanting to do it and then the way that we're used to doing it. And he called back and said that they weren't interested in doing it at all.
Okay, but yeah, he did make contact.
No, I didn't.
You can't do it anyway.
Okay.
Mr. Crum?
What I had mine up was to. First, not to stop talking because we need to give her some authorization to start working on this. And it would be good though if we're going to, you know, accept one that we see their bids and have them for us to look at Wednesday and then we'll be.
Okay, I'll do my best to get that.
Okay.
Ms. Boone,
there was something that came up, and again, our meeting was changed from Friday to Thursday, so it looks like getting things on the agenda were a little difficult. But there's a situation where the contract needs to be signed by our chairman and our board supervisor. And in his absence, he asked if it would be all right with the council for us to allow his signature to be on there electronically rather than in person. And it.
Tammy said that on all three contracts, because three have to be signed, that all three contracts have to be original signatures.
Okay, good enough. Next thing.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. The next thing is that there's a situation with the computer downtown that she's trying to use, and there's something on there that's broken and doesn't allow her to make labels. So the question was, Robin, could she use our computer and our printer to print labels for us?
I don't think so.
Okay. I mean, I just brought it forward.
Well, the other election office does not do labels at all. And of course, we would have to do like close to 200. And they're just not capable of doing that, they said.
It seemed like that you could contract with somebody from like with the office supply or office. Ms. Irwin?
I think last year we had labels. I mean, last time we ran, we had labels.
In here?
Yes, we did. We went down there and we had a choice between the disc.
Well, no,
and
they
the
had
labels,
but I didn't know who did.
They did them down at that office.
Yeah.
But, you know, they have to contract it out.
Mr. Crum.
Could this be an equipment problem? Do you need a different? Who's they? The election office. And could, I mean, we have a far more money budgeted for this than what we have, what we're going to spend. I don't know what a piece of equipment that would do the job down there would cost, but we could be look and see what you need to do that with. Or like you said, lease one to get you the. I think we need to get her the equipment to do her job there, however it is, and we need to discuss that.
Well, you have a budget to work with.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I
want, you know, I think it's a good idea not to do the labels here, but I thought we might possibly send one of our staff down and maybe add some technical assistance, possibly.
The machine doesn't work here.
Okay. I got that. All right. I wasn't sure.
All right.
If you have
to
take
the
staples,
might
the labels be a major mic? This is too difficult.
CD
should be.
From the bureau. And so those are available whenever people are ready for them. And we can Xerox out the names, and they're printed like they were on a label. They're not just stretched across their individuals.
Okay.
So did this come to the agreement that she's not going to do labels for any of us, that we need to get our own person to do the labels? Am I understanding that correctly? Because that's fine with me.
No, I don't think so. Because not everybody requests labels. And so it's just how many requests you get for it.
Okay.
Is that all?
It's all from
okay.
Me.
All right. Thank you. Let's move on to softball field well. Bill Lynn.
The softball field, just to blow through it real quick, is we got done with our 120 days of monitoring, and there is still a non-hazardous gas seep at the field that has been going on since the 60s. There's no rate, there's no volume. It's even though the EPA's and the Corporation Commission's device is called it above the explosive limit, as far as the methane being there, it's less than 20% methane. So with that much nitrogen, it will not light. And so there's nothing really coming out. You can't detect it coming out of the ground unless you have a monitor that says there's methane right here. There's no volume. So anyhow, the next thing, we've had a conference call, we've talked about it. We'll probably set up a vending device out past the home run line.
School's okay with it.
Yeah, and so we've got another conference call tomorrow. We've talked to some contractors, and they've asked me to look into it. So I'll report on that next week, what we found out. That's it.
Okay. Are they ever going to be able to use the softball field again?
Oh, yes. They've been using it since the 60s, and that was even back before
we know that.
The bubbles.
We know that, but with these new parents nowadays, are they going to be satisfied with that?
Yeah, it probably not this next coming season, but possibly, you know, after we get the vending system in.
Smoking outfield.
I mean, what we grew up with is a little bit different than what everybody expects nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can still dip out in left field.
What's that?
I said you can still dip out in left
field. Hey, Spoon. So, Mr. Lynn, is it your understanding that because the public school system will not be using the softball field this season?
They haven't said that officially. There's no public announcement been made yet until we see where we're at with the cost of this vending system.
Is it a requirement of the Pasco Public Schools that they have a vending system?
No, they're just part of the process. These are scientists and federal, state,
people that got involved with it.
Yeah, the school is part of it, but the decision will be made by emergency management people, the EPA, the engineers,
So that's what the school is waiting on, somebody else to make a decision for them.
No, the school is they're part of the conference calls and everything. We've gone through the 120-day monitoring that we asked for.
I understand all that, Mr. Lynn, but I'm just looking for a simple question, an answer to my question. Yes. I don't understand why the Webster school system refuses to use the softball field.
Well, that's
all
not...
reports are that there's nothing dangerous to the field.
But that's not our problem.
It's the emergency management people that are saying, please don't use it.
We've handled that part of this of the problem.
It's not the school making that decision.
And that's up to the school whether they use it or not. But we've handled our part.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So let's move on.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Bill, you sent us all out a report signed by 2018, and they made reference to those thermal wells. I'd like for you to do me a report and explain to me exactly what they're talking about. Did you read it in there?
Are we still talking about this?
Yes, because they had those, they tried to give this. Yeah, the ball field.
Okay.
And I would like for you to read that and explain to me what they're talking about. I mean, I read it and that's what I got out of it, but I need for you to read it and explain it to me.
You mean now?
No, not now. I want you to read it and give me a report. I want to
okay.
Move on, sir.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Green lease resolution by Stephanie.
Okay, we have a resolution here. I guess the resolution we did wasn't exactly good. I already found two mistakes in this. But until we get a list from PE, Mr. Fletcher. Did he bring us a lease? I mean, a copy of the equipment on the lease? He's supposed to.
Yes, he's emailed a list of the equipment, and that we've obtained, and so.
Did you email that to us?
Not yet. He emailed that this week, and I haven't replied back to his email because I thought that the more important thing was to require that they go ahead and pay for the equipment, and that we try to get their lease up and running.
Well, we're not going to approve this till Wednesday, so can we have the copy of the equipment so we can attach it to the resolution, sir?
Sure. Yeah, he's asking to include the,
I just want the list attached to the resolution, sir.
And I don't know if you want to just read through this, but it does discuss the equipment on here.
Yes, sir, I read it.
Okay.
I just want the equipment list attached to it so we can vote on the listing. Everybody can see what's on the list.
Ms. Boone?
Just for housekeeping measures, the PE, excuse me, Mr. Lynn. Your resolution needs to have the PE spelled out.
PE Osage LLC.
Uh-huh. What does
That's
PE
the
mean?
Name of their company.
It's just PE, there's not any other name for it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I just had a question. We're redoing this because the first resolution we didn't have. We're not changing the deal any. We're just making the deal more clear.
Yeah.
Is that what the purpose of this is?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm confused. Do we have a standing resolution that approves this deal?
Yes.
Yes.
It's 269.
Okay, then why are we...
Because she wants the word blanket put in here.
Oh, Ms. Phillips is
some additional language in here.
Can I respond?
Yes.
Actually, the superintendent hasn't responded back to this. When EEO said showed up at the Indian Agency and requested additional information be put in the lease, that will allow them to put other quarter sections in with this lease, and they gave them, you know, just confused the matter. And so I looked at the lease, and I looked at our agreement, our resolution. We left blanket oil lease out of the resolution. We didn't put the effective date on the resolution that was asked for. And then on the equipment, we didn't specify the equipment. So they include the pulling unit and the water truck in the lease, so I put that in this resolution. So all I've done is an amended resolution to the resolution we passed that they are really confused over at the BIA on what they want. And based on our resolution, there are just three details that need fixed.
I've seen their leases over there. I can see how they can get confused.
Yeah, comment.
Mr. Lynn, are you saying, did I understand you correctly, that after we did the resolution that this PE Osage LLC went to the Bureau and wanted them to change our resolution? Is that what they wanted to do?
Not the resolution. They wanted to add some additional things in the lease itself that weren't discussed here. And the BIA just sat on it. So I called to see if I could get a copy of what they've done so far, and nothing's been done. So all they needed was clarification from us. And so I just took it on myself to add the language in the amendment. And so.
Thank you. Okay.
So, that's all. Vote on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on to the newsletter. Stephanie Irwin.
Okay. We have a newsletter here. This is just a rough draft. Does anybody want anything to put in here? Do you have an article or something? Because I can already tell you there needs to be some change here. I was expecting something from Mr. Waller. Some of the stuff needs to be moved around. I did not have Mr. Swan's report in here. I didn't see it. Is it in the back?
Yes.
Okay. It goes in the back of it?
It's in the orange, past the resolutions. Covers two pages.
Right here. Yeah. Well, we need to move some of these articles around. Some of the most important things we've got going on right now is the Osage Wind litigation. The people want to know about that. The oil and gas lease summit, that's all fine and well, but that's already happened. We need to update the people on the litigation. And some of this other stuff, we just need to move some of the articles around. Like I said, I was waiting on an article from Mr. Waller. I thought he was going to give me something on what he's been doing. So if you all have anything else you need to do, we've been waiting all this time to see whether or not we got those grants. I don't know if we did or not.
I'm still on
So we could wait just another week or so to do this. So
well, if, I mean, you guys
if
want to
send you want to put an article in here, you know. Mr. Crum?
Mine's a different subject. So somebody wants to discuss the new
Well, we're talking about this right now.
That's what I say. If somebody wants to talk about, if we're through talking about newsletter, I had a different subject.
Oh, we're talking about the newsletter right now.
That's what I said. Okay. I'll wait.
I'm okay with it. I was hoping we could find out by now if B&D is going to fund this or not, and keep getting word. It's coming, but no one's told us. We've got two grants out there. I was hoping we could report it, but I say send it on.
I think there needs to be some changes until I talk to Mr. Waller about what his part might be in here. I think that we can probably make those changes and bring it back Wednesday.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
It's good
enough. Amy?
I'm not going to be here on Monday, Tuesday.
Well, they make no difference. We can make the changes and okay. You can do it after you get
we'll
back.
Do it afterwards.
We'll get it changed. We'll get it worked out there. Don't worry about it.
Okay. That all comments on that. Okay, let's go on to policy and procedures.
We
have that on the agenda.
Yes, ma'am. I think Ms. Boone, she sent an email to everybody. And I got to think about it, and I thought, well, maybe we need to do something like that. I did send an email out to Mr. Crum and Mr. Chishwal, and I didn't get any response back from them about the policy and procedures about our office help in regards to the election. So I asked Lacey if she would type up this little paragraph about the election. So it's in there for you all to read if you want to take anything and change it. You know, we can vote on this Wednesday.
What tab is it on?
I don't know. I don't have
right tabs. After the newsletter.
I don't have the tabs. But anyway, I think it's basically
usual housekeeping stuff.
Yeah, it's just a little housekeeping stuff. I don't know if anything has gone on. I don't think it has, but in case it does.
No mudslinging.
No mudslinging up here. I don't want anybody talking about anybody up here.
Mr. Redcorn.
Yes. This thing is on.
Yeah, I had something on.
Okay.
If it's okay, I'll wait till.
Mr. Crum.
I want to apologize for not responding. I didn't recognize that as being one that just does too. I thought it was one of our generals that everybody got. And so.
No, I sent it back to you. I sent his email back to you saying, you know, here it is, please respond, you know.
I didn't catch that part. I thought
okay.
It was just there. So
but
I apologize
I did send it
for
back
that.
To you.
And I have read what she has written here, and this is exactly what I was prepared to talk about today.
Okay.
That would say almost exactly what she said. So
okay.
I'm fine with what she wrote in my
okay.
part
All
of the
right.
committee.
So I did try to send it, and I didn't get it till the day, so, you know, I would have sent it on to y'all earlier. Okay, I'm through with that.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Has an attorney looked at this?
All we're trying to do, this isn't
just
a big
question.
Attorney thing. No. There's no need for one. This is pretty explanatory. They can't talk about anything or anybody regarding the election. They can't make any recommendations. They can't do whatever up here at the office.
On duty.
On duty. If it was me, I'd just say, call me at home tonight.
Okay, we'll go on to C, meeting minutes.
Check them out, Lindsay.
I can set up.
Anybody have any?
They're not in there.
Okay, with that being said, we need a motion to adjourn.
Can I have one?
No. Just a
okay.
Second. Mr. Crum.
Ms. Ponker's got something.
I waited to talk, but that's okay. I'll put. I was going to give you guys a heads up on something I wanted on the agenda. I'll just ask it to be on the agenda.
Okay. Ms. Ponker.
I'm sorry to interrupt again, but is it all right if we get a hold of Mr. Williams and I get those things out of my possession today.
Yeah, because everybody, is everybody good with that resolution?
Yes.
Do we need that kind of resolution?
I mean, I don't care. This is
well, it was recommended by the AG's office.
Well, should we suspend the rules and vote on that?
We could. We could go ahead and do that. And then we can just go ahead and take care of it.
I make a motion to suspend the rules to vote on storing the ballots today.
I second.
Point of order.
No, discussion.
We got a resolution on the floor.
Oh, that's right.
We need to table one first.
You need to withdraw your...
My motion.
Motion. I didn't recognize it anyway, so I...
Motion withdrawn.
Second.
Alvin.
Yeah, okay.
Motion to suspend the rules to make our vote today on restoring the ballot.
Second.
Second.
Call for the question.
Councilwoman Booth?
Yes.
Councilman Chisholm?
Yes.
Councilman Crowe?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Gates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I'd like to make a motion to destroy the 2010 and the 2014 ballots.
Second.
As described with the witness and designation police involved.
As described in the resolution. And second.
Second.
Second for Mr. Cheshawal. Call for the question.
Should I read it out of the? Okay. You want me to do therefore be resolved? Would that be better? Mm-hmm. Okay. It's fine as it is. Okay.
I think everybody's read it, so go ahead.
Yeah.
I think Mr. Gates ought to read it.
Oh, okay.
She's already called for the question.
Go ahead and read it.
The motion should read as the Osage Minerals Council hereby orders Minerals Director to destroy the 2010 and 2014 Osage Minerals Council election ballots in front of a witness. Or witnesses.
Call for the question.
Councilman Chisholm?
Yes.
Councilman Crowe?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Gates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Now, a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Third.
Call for the question.
Councilman Crowe?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Gates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Councilman Chisholm?
Yes.
I have a good holiday.
I got to tell you, shut up. You asked the question.
Just talk to you all about the holiday.